The Fairbanks Police Department came under criticism at last night's city council meeting. During citizen comments, Fairbanks resident Daisy Stevens questioned the department's handling of recent and past homicide investigations.
There's been several murders in this town, all involving natives, and not one of them has been solved. What's up with that? It didn't take them long to arrest the Fairbanks Four when it came to John Hartman, who was a white kid. Now tell me the difference of what's going on here.
Local law enforcement is under heightened scrutiny in light of the ongoing Fairbanks Four hearing, during which evidence surrounding the 1997 murder of John Hartman is being reviewed as a judge considers the possible innocence by four Native men convicted of the crime. At last night's council meeting, another Alaska Native Fairbanks resident, Darlene Herbert, referred to the long-contested case in calling for an internal investigation of the police department.
You need to come up with that money and do that. And there are some names mentioned, and they're still on the force working. And that is very scary when you think about it.
Mayor John Eberhardt responded to concerns, saying the city is regularly meeting with leaders of local Alaska Native organizations, including the Tanana Chiefs Conference, Doyon, and Fairbanks Native Association, but is holding off on a formal investigation pending completion of the Fairbanks 4 hearing.
We were advised by someone with the state that there is information that we wouldn't know that may come out in this proceeding, so it would be premature, we felt, to conduct such a review.
Eberhardt says Police Chief Randall Aragon was hired 1 year ago to provide a new perspective on the department. A downtown rally in support of the Fairbanks Four drew hundreds last night.